Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're almost there, fellas, headed towards a three-day weekend, or as I like to call it, a four-day weekend with our time slot. Because the other day I came in here, it's like, four-day weekend upcoming? You're like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? We have Monday off, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're like, oh.
Yeah, no, I used to do that back in my younger days, count Friday as an off day, and then you get kids and your time slot.
So you know how my day goes. After today, we're going to Hy-Vee, we go to Costco, we go home. And depending on what time it is, we crack a cold one.
Yeah, I'll be going to the Hy-Vee after the show as well, now that my wife got me a Valentine's gift.
Yeah, you better get there.
I got to get it.
Is she a chocolate connoisseur?
She's not. She likes gummy bears, those Haribo gummy bears, gummy bears. So I'll get her some of those. Yeah.
Get a couple bags of those.
Yeah. I want a dark chocolate. I've been craving dark chocolate. Yeah, it's good, you know.
It is healthy.
They say it's good for you. One little dark chocolate square. So I've been saying I want dark
little
chocolate.
Little doves?
No, she got the Ghirardelli ones that I asked for, you know, just a little square.
Daddy. You know? Oh, daddy.
Give me a little dark chocolate. That's how you know you're old. Dark chocolate and green tea before bed, right?
Yeah, he eats the midnight Milky Way. Richard of the Week, we do it every Friday at 9 o'clock. Mine comes from a 93-year-old man.
Oh, my.
So a 93-year-old man shot his apartment manager in both legs over water damage in his unit.
So he's a renter.
Yes.
So what does he care? It's somebody else's problem, right?
Not only this guy, 93 years old, I've tagged the photo in our rundown. You can see what he looks like. Plus, you can see that he showed up in like a Joey Cold Cuts, like gangster mafia outfit to do it. So apparently, in his apartment, there was water damage, and it got on some stuff that he wasn't really happy about.
You're 93, man. You ain't got much time left. Who cares?
So maybe that's why he took in there with a gun. So this Richard shows up to, like, the, you know, like, the landlord's office. Yeah, right?
The eyes on this guy.
Dude, see,
I mean, it looks
stuff,
like Adam
dude.
Gase's grandpa.
Yeah, and then look into the, it looks like Grandpa Joe Adam Gase.
He's got a suit and a top hat on, and he went, like, mafia style and blew this guy's legs off.
This wasn't his first hit.
No, what's this guy's name?
No idea.
Okay.
But he goes into the apartment, like, where the manager's office is. There's a female present. She secretly calls the police in the back room. When she comes out, he shoots like a decoy shot, like shoots the computer to the sidewall to let him know that he means business.
Right.
He then allows her to leave, then shoots the apartment manager in the leg. He, of course, falls to the ground.
Right.
Then he shoots him again, complaining multiple times about the water damage in his apartment at the age of 93 until the police come in and drag his ass out of there and put him in custody, as he is now arrested for attempted murder. For a 93-year-old who looks like he literally could be Tommy DeVito's agent.
He does look like that's how he's dressed. Like, did you see that?
He was at Radio Row?
Yeah. Did you see him on the road?
I didn't. I remember you telling him he was there.
Oh, God.
So, Richard of the Week is a 93-year-old man worried about water damage. You went so far as to shooting his apartment manager in the legs, not once, but twice.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, the whole look, the eyes. I mean, it's like Adam Gase, man.
I liked it on my Twitter handle, at X handle, at Dusty Likens. So if you want to see the photo, it is...
I mean, him standing over the dude in that mafia suit with the hat on. It looks
like it's video. You should watch how the police just don't care that he's 93 or 31. They drag him to the ground.
You're done, sir. You're going away for a very long time.
He did drop the gun and nobody died. Yeah. But he did shoot the guy twice in the leg over water damage in his apartment at the age of 93. Richard of the week.
There's so much to unpack with that right there. It's an apartment, so it's not your problem. You're not paying for the damage, right. And you're 93. If something gets ruined, you're probably not going to need that anytime
soon.
Somebody
said, what if it's his wife's ashes?
Well, then,
why is it on the floor?
Yeah, why is it on the floor?
Maybe it wasn't on the floor. Maybe it was on the cat or water damage.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. You know, like you're 93 years old. You ain't got much time left, okay? Nathan, do you have a Richard this week by chance?
Yes, I do, Bob. And my Richard,
you have a Richard this week,
my
by
Richard
the way,
for this week is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which I'm not going to say what he said. I think everyone's seen the post that he made after the game the other night. And so from two angles here, one is it's misogynistic. It's not a good look, the comment that you made. It didn't need to be done. But two is this incessant focus of the Eagles and their fans and really NFL fans in general that are so focused on the Chiefs after they just won the Super Bowl. And I'm trying to avoid sour grapes here.
It's not sour grapes.
The Chiefs got their ass beat. There's no way around it. The Eagles were the better team, better coach, better prepared. There's no way around that. They slaughtered the Chiefs on Sunday. But I think about when the Chiefs won Super Bowl 54. We didn't go, take that, Tom Brady and Andrew Luck and whoever else beat us in years past. We said, oh, my God, we just won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it signifies to me the Chiefs are the dynasty, the team that runs the league because they are so happy that they beat the Chiefs. But I just don't understand it. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson's got to be my Richard of the Week.
Okay.
So you were asking about Philadelphia fans and their parade.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's carnage, and I hope Philadelphia falls into the Delaware River. And my dad goes, yeah, it floats out to the bay. I'm like, yeah.
Did you see the picture from this morning?
I don't think I did. Are you talking about the funeral home that has RIP Chiefs in front of the funeral home?
No. Pat Mahomes got cooked is the caption. These Eagles fans are going nuts. There is a pig that was smoked that they have carved out the number 15 on the torso with a knife in the back, and they put a Mahomes fro on the pig. Here is the picture for you to see.
Yeah, you won, man. Like, enjoy your win, right? Enjoy your win, because now that's going to get back to Patrick. And
but see that, and like, so
that's like
the act of burning Kermit the Frog doesn't bother me. I don't think it bothers Patrick Mahomes either. But what's this? What is this obsession with, like, dismantling
something
with
a number 15 on it? This should be a day you celebrate and not worry about, you know, the Chiefs and all that kind of stuff.
I'd be like, this offensive line kept the tush push alive and as successful in the run game great, even after Jason Kelce left, even with our backup right guard. I mean, they showed up, the front four just outmanned the Chiefs offensive line. That's what I'd be pumped about.
Yeah, you'd be excited about
that. But they're burning things with the number 15. I just don't get it.
Idiots. Mine goes to Ron Parker of Fox Sports Radio.
Not that guy.
Andy Weid should step down as head coach.
Andy Weid.
There it is. So that's all we need to play from that. That guy who we talked about yesterday on the show, he's my Richard of the Week for having, not arguably, that is the worst sports take I've ever heard. And I've uttered some bad ones in my life. We've all had bad takes. This one is just asinine, ridiculous, and stupid.
Andy Weid should step down as head coach.
What, the step down or that he called him Andy Weid?
Either one.
Yeah. Andy Weid should step down as head coach. And you're going to be like, they just went to the Super Bowl three times, Andy Weid, blah, 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 blah. This is not a one-game reaction because they lost in the Super Bowl and they got boat raced and it was 40-6. Where were the adjustments?
Okay, I can't even do it anymore. Ron Parker, Fox Sports Radio, Richard of the Week.
It's very well played, too. I mean, I just cannot get over this. Like, they literally carved a pig up to look like Patrick Mahomes on a parade.
And, you know, buying a whole swine is not cheap.
No.
Like, they invested some dough into that. I hope they got nice meat on it.
Spent all night smoking it to take to the parade, to carve out the number 15, to put a knife in the back, and then put a little, Mahomes, like, afro,
right,
whatever.
This is Philly and St. Louis both being the same type of fans where they're so worried. Like, Philly will never be New York. St. Louis will never be Chicago or Kansas City. They're insecure about who they are. So instead of just celebrating themselves like we did, they're out here doing, you know, the opposite, and it's trying to bring down somebody that you've already beaten up, man.
And the thing that's crazy is, like, I will say this, because, like, this is for the 913, and I disagree with this, and that's okay. People get tired of hearing Chiefs fans talk blank and act like their team is the invincible all year. Chiefs fans turned into what they used to hate. This is where you're wrong, and I understand it. Chiefs fans can be annoying. I get it. Like, we're the best team. We're going for a three-peat, blah, blah, blah. We're not, like, taking Eagles and stabbing them like a stuffed eagle and stabbing it. When they beat the 49ers last year, I know they don't really have a mascot, but it wasn't like we had, like, 49ers jerseys and we're putting knives in them or carving out a pig and putting Christian McCaffrey's number in there. Like, that to me is where it's different. And, like, I experienced it. Like, I was in New Orleans. Like, I watched these Philly fans do things that Chiefs fans don't do. Are they proud of their team? Absolutely. Do they love their team? 100%. Are Chiefs fans annoying? Totally agree. But we aren't the same. That's not fair. We are not out here doing what they're doing, going up, and they just won a Super Bowl not that long ago with Nick Foles.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This isn't like their first Super Bowl victory and they don't know how to behave, like when you have caddy day at the club or something like that. Like, this is what this is kind of reminiscent of. Like, they're in the wrong spot. They're used to being losers. And now the Eagles finally are winners and their fan base just doesn't know how to behave. And look, you said you lived it. I had to live in the hotel with these people.
Yeah. I mean, I was going back carrying equipment in my backpack with Mac, and I was like, just keep your head down and walk fast.
You know?
Because, like, they were coming out of the bar like it was, like, The Last of Us, and they just got bit in the shoulder. They're like, ugh! You're just like, holy cow, who is that person?
I mean,
which, I'd be fair, if Chiefs won, we'd have probably gone out and got wasted. But, I mean, look, we're not, you know, smoking swines and carving numbers and putting little haircuts on them.
I wouldn't even have mentioned Philadelphia moving forward had we won that game. We beat the Eagles. We won a championship. It's about us. Winners know how to win and losers don't. And Philadelphia has been a bunch of losers for a very long time. Do you know the Eagles with that championship, that became their fifth championship, tying the Philadelphia Athletics for the most championships in their city's history. So the Philadelphia Athletics, who are now the Sacramento Athletics. Mm. So to say that they've experienced winning a lot in Philadelphia wouldn't be the case. Again, it's the Beverly Hillbillies celebrating a Super Bowl championship. That's what Philadelphia is.
Coming up on the other side, a trade that could happen in the NFC that could shock the NFL world before the draft even starts. Pardon me. Happy Valentine's Day. Fesco, Nathan, Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home. Okay? This is City Sports. Getting through a Friday, a little past 9 o'clock. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody in Kansas City. We wish you the best. Somebody's mentioned you and Richard of the Week, not in the same sentence, kind of, but not like in that way. Not in that way, Bob, so don't worry. Let me see if I can go back and find it. But they said, I want to nominate my wife for not Richard of the Week, and I feel it's because they have something that you know about that, I don't know. Yeah, here it is. Bob. Just announcing that my wife is not the Richard of the Week. She just texted me that she canceled our dinner reservations for tonight with a picture of a freshly delivered cat's birthday box.
Oh.
Pound of pastrami and corned beef, rye bread, half and full sours, etc. So I don't know if that
Nice. Am I invited? Where are you located now? Katz's is the best. You want to order New York corned beef and pastrami. Katz's is the place where...
I'll have what she's
I'll
having.
Have what she's having, right? Yeah, it's, I mean, I used to go as a kid, and I've taken Spectre there. I've taken Josh there. Who else have I taken there? My wife, whatnot. But, oh, yeah, tremendous. And you could order via mail, and it's actually not that expensive. For nice. Like, if you order $100 of food, it's free shipping. You're going to order $100. I mean, you just are in this day and age, right? Oh, my God, it's so good. It's the best. Congratulations to you. You got a great wife.
Yeah. Hey, dinner's canceled. What? Took me 3 months to get that reservation. Well, we got cats coming. I love you.
Yes. We got corned beef. We got pastrami. We got half sours. We've got...
What, can I ask what sours are?
Pickles. There's half sours and full sours. Yeah, the half sours are a little less pickled than the full sour.
Is that like a Northeastern thing?
I guess. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Half sour, full sour. Half sours are a lot greener than the full sour. They've been pickled a little bit longer. Mm. You order your matzo ball soup, you can get...
Are they sour or just more like vinegary, like bitter?
Yeah, I don't find them to be sour. Sour.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but everybody's got their own taste. Like, people, is it good? I like it. You know, maybe you won't, but I do, you know. But no, I don't like the full sour. They're too, I like, it's a crisp pickle. It's like
it's a snapper.
Yeah. It's like been pickled for like 2 or 3 days type of thing. Mm. You know, it hasn't been fermented, if you will, but it's so good. And then you can order Bialy's too, which is a flat bagel, which are phenomenal. And they do have babka. I believe you can get your chocolate babka from there as well. And so we order about once or twice a year, and me and my friend Paul will order some stuff at times too.
Did you see, like, Valentine's Day, you can get, like, your anus turned into chocolate?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, you can get your anus, like, made out of chocolate, where they, like, do a mold, and then you can get, like, chocolate pieces that are just your anus. I'm dead serious. Look it up, Nathan. Dude, type in anus chocolate.
No.
Okay.
On the company computer right here?
Like, that computer's going to hold strong for another 24 hours? I think it'll crash and erase history immediately.
That would be the final straw for this computer.
I heard Jorge is building this new studio. Jorge, the Reply All guy, he's building a new studio, which is great. So maybe that computer will be gone here before
that
we know
be great.
It. Yeah, but do not look that up on the company computer. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
No, I'm dead serious. Edible anus. That's what the website's called. And it's where you can make chocolates. We're delighted to announce that we can now sell and ship our products to the European countries. Click here, slide smoothly over our EU stores. And you can literally do it.
Could they do that in America, or is that just, you know?
No, it kind of looks like those chocolate-covered oranges, if I'm being serious. But see, look, it comes in a nice box. I don't lie. Like, everyone's always like,
yeah, Dustin. You can get edible chocolate anuses here in America. Yeah.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where have you seen this? Missouri side?
It's everywhere, Bob. It's not just a Missouri thing. Telling you.
Nathan and I were like, okay.
I'm serious. I mean, it is
where
what it
is. Where is this going?
Nothing better than Uranus chocolate. That's true.
Well, you have that place, Uranus Cheese Shop, that they have there, where you go look at Uranus when you're going down to the lake, where they have the cheese. I know Binkley
knows
all.
Is that Osceola?
No, it's the Uranus. Oh, it's the Uranus Fudge Factory. That's what it is. It's the Osceola Cheese Factory, but Uranus Fudge Factory, yes.
Mm. All right. Somebody says you have to be a psycho to get something like that. That's just really funny.
Is it yours, or is it, like, just generic?
I hope it's not generic. Speaking of not generic, there was a coach that said it's hard to coach Patrick Mahomes.
That's right, yes. Joe Blaymeyer. Have you heard of Joe Blaymeyer before?
Brockmeyer?
Yes, exactly. That show kind of fizzled, didn't it?
Season one was great, and then it just ran out of steam.
It ran out of steam so fast.
It just was the same show 2 years in a row, and it was new, it was different, and then you're like, now it's just kind of done with it.
Yeah, kind of move on from that. So Joe Blaymeyer, he's the passing game coordinator for the Chiefs. And he was asked about Patrick Mahomes. And this is the article from ESPN. When a coach realizes his quarterback could be the greatest of all time, it should be a feeling of pure joy, right? Well, not the case for Patrick Mahomes. It makes it so much more stressful, Chiefs passing game coordinator Joe Blaymeyer told ESPN on Wednesday of Super Bowl week. You feel the burden as a coach, and you're putting a game plan together to not waste his abilities, to not go through a season where you don't give him the opportunity, to not screw it up as the coaching staff. So rather than feeling like this is just unbridled excitement that we could do anything, it's actually more like a terror, like we cannot be the reason that we screwed this guy up or this team up. Every week when Blaymeyer puts together the game plan with Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, and the Chiefs staff, he wonders, are we utilizing him the best? Are we giving him the stuff that he needs? It's just constantly second-guessing ourselves just so that he has everything he needs to go be himself. You're stress coaching Patrick Mahomes?
And he said this
Wednesday of Super Bowl week, awesome. And it's just now coming out this week, right?
Sounds like someone who knew that offensive line was about to get cooked.
Maybe
that's what that sounds like to me.
Maybe it does, yeah. But I mean, like, you're coaching Patrick Mahomes. That the fact that you're out there saying it's very stressful, it's much more stressful to coach Patrick Mahomes. I got Brian Daboll who will say, hold my beer. I had to coach Daniel Jones, or I have to coach Kyler Murray, or I've got to coach Trevor, or I got to coach any other quarterback in the NFL not named Patrick Mahomes. You want to talk about stress coaching somebody. If coaching Patrick Mahomes is too stressful for Joe Blaymeyer, maybe he shouldn't be coaching Patrick Mahomes.
So I want to take this from a different perspective. A, I think it's poor choice of words. And B, I don't 100% disagree. But I think they play off of each other in both those takes. Because I think if you were to say the pressure to coach Mahomes is insanely tough, I would agree. Because you have the greatest quarterback in the sport and maybe the most talented quarterback we've ever seen play the game. You're in the Super Bowl playing against one of the more talented teams of the other division in the NFC. This kid is 29 years old, and you want to win as much as you can, do historic things, win a three-peat, and it's like, hey, is Patrick Mahomes ready? Is he good to go? Does he know the game plan? Do you have, it's like, yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, there's just so much pressure to make sure everything's right. And earlier in the show, I compared it to a Ferrari. I'll compare it now to like a really nice boat. You ever gone out on a really nice boat with your buddies?
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of the day and during the entire time, yeah, the boat ride is nice. It's one of the better ones. Maybe it's a pontoon that's really high up in price. But when you're out there, you don't want to spill your drink, but you're going over wakes. You don't want to, you know, get something wrong with the boat. And then at the very end of the day, when you get off the boat, everybody's going to help wipe it down. Everybody's going to help tie it up. Everybody's going to help put the little buttons that go all the way down the boat. And it's very stressful. It's very, you know, there's a lot of pressure into doing what you got to do to make sure your friend doesn't, you know, not invite you again. So I think that part of the perspective is like Patrick Mahomes is this luxury item that you have to be cautious around and you want to make sure that everything's right. But in the grand scheme of it all, I'm with you. If you're not prepared to do this, then you need to read the room before you sign up for this.
Yeah.
Like if you signed up to do radio and then you're like, it's just really stressful to talk for 4 hours. You're in the wrong industry.
Yeah.
You should go do a podcast.
You think Andy Reid thinks it's stressful to coach Patrick Mahomes?
Not him per se, but I mean, I bet it's stressful for people that work under Brett Veach.
I think it's stressful during this three-peat run, right? Like yeah. This year was probably to make sure we get there to accomplish something with all that pressure on you, right? I can understand that. It was stressful for all of us. We all wanted to get there to that Super Bowl. But to say it's stressful to coach Patrick Mahomes when that's a guy who basically takes everybody's mistakes and corrects them, and you don't even know that he's correcting your mistakes right there in front of you. Like, if you were to tell me it's stressful to coach Aaron Rodgers, like if Mike McCarthy came out and said, guys, it is stressful to coach Aaron Rodgers.
Because
Aaron Rodgers wasn't about the team. He was all about himself. He was all about, you know, being a narcissist and running the organization. Like, it was stressful for Mike McCarthy to coach Aaron Rodgers. And the fact that they got a Super Bowl out of that thing, it looks remarkable right now. Or if Robert Saleh goes, my God, having Aaron Rodgers here, that was the most stressful thing ever. I can definitely see that. But Patrick Mahomes is the guy that's friends with everybody on the roster, can go hang out with the defensive linemen, the offensive tackles, the left guard. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. He can hang out with everybody and be that likable guy, which is what your quarterback should be. It should not be a stressful situation for Joe Blamire to coach Patrick Mahomes. It should be a fun, unique situation thinking, man, we've got the ability to do whatever we want with this guy. And if it doesn't work, maybe he corrects it on the field, or maybe we just hit the reset button and do it again. Like the wording, the
release of the article,
the release of the article.
If it was
when
done
it came
Wednesday
out,
for the Super Bowl, release it Thursday. Release it Friday.
Right. Yeah.
Saturday. Right. Like, why are you releasing it on the Wednesday before the Thursday before or after the Super Bowl? Like,
right.
There's a little bit of like, I don't know. There's a little bit of hogwash here, in my opinion. I think it's bad wording. I think it's somewhat true, and I think the release of the article is BS.
Right.
In my opinion. Now, should he have said these things? Probably not. But also, like, if you're going to say these things, make sure you've got it worded correctly.
Yeah, you can't say it's like a terror coaching Patrick Mahomes, and it's stressful to coach Patrick Mahomes, because every other coach in the NFL would look at you and go, are you out of your mind, bro? Like, have you seen my quarterback? Like, maybe Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and now Jaden Daniels, like, maybe they don't feel stressful coaching those guys. But every other team in the NFL, I got Slappy McSlapperson as my quarterback after. You want to talk about stress? I'm trying to save my job. I'm trying to save his job. Like, we're coaching to save our jobs. And we got Lou Gotts playing quarterback. You got Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback. And you think it's a terror and it's stressful? Pal, go pound sand is what the rest of the NFL would say to you.
Mm.
I mean, that's like if Q came out and goes, you just don't know how stressful it is, you know, managing Bobby Witt to make sure. What? Or the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, managing Shohei Ohtani is very stressful. I'll take your stress, pal. You know, like, I'll take your stress and raise you this guy.
Yeah, right in that Dodgers lineup every day has got to be just
stressful time for Dave Roberts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stressful.
I mean, I think it is stressful for Dave Roberts, because if you don't win 110 games, go to the World Series, you're fired.
Yeah.
So that is, to me, I think that is stressful.
That's fine. But to say, hey, we were stressed all season to get back to this third Super Bowl. It built and built and built. Use it as an all-encompassing. We were all stressed to get back. But to talk about Mahomes like that, making it so stressful to coach, and it's a terror. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, every coach in the NFL give their left nut to coach Patrick Mahomes.
And they're right.
Yeah.
I'll give them both.
I mean, I swear to God, if you went to every head coach and said, you know, we got to take both of your toys away from you there, but you get to coach Patrick Mahomes, they'd all sign up for it.
Yeah. Somebody from the 816 goes, it's stress coaching against Mahomes.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? Yeah. Think about the guy who's got to go toe for toe with you.
Did you see the audio of the Super Bowl where Sirianni and Kellen Moore are talking about before they throw the touchdown to Devonta Smith?
I can't watch any of that.
Kellen Moore's like, well, do you want to call it? And your boy Sirianni goes, call it. We score, it's over. And it's the play over the top to Devonta Smith. He catches it, beautiful throw for Hurts. And then Nick Sirianni looks like a seven-year-old just on the playground, and he gets like checked by a coach. He's out. It'll make you really want to get football started
again
because they play Philly next year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's in Philly or it's in Kansas City.
No, it's here. City. Oh yeah, the Arrowhead's gonna be loud when they come here. You know?
Screams Sunday Night Football.
I would think so. Unless they sell that game separately to I don't know whatever.
Or it could be Monday. Because normally what? Thursdays are normally conference games, you'd think, right? Like that might be a Chargers-Denver game.
Yeah, it seems like we do play a lot of AFC West games on those Thursday
nights. Easy sales.
Christmas.
Because,
it could be the Christmas Day game.
God,
but do you want to wait that long to have that rematch?
The Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. Do they really get to play Christmas again? Make Philly play on Christmas.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking, too. We shouldn't have as many primetime games because we're not the Super Bowl champs, but we will because we're still the best team in the league. But I don't think they want to wait to have that Eagles-Chiefs game late, at least the way that I'm judging it. Like, you want to see those two teams in, like, week two on Sunday Night Football when both of them are still healthy. You know?
I agree. Does Travis Kelce retiring affect the primetime games?
Well, I think a little bit, sure, because Taylor won't be there. Yeah. I think it does a little bit, yeah, which is fine. If we have less primetime games and more noon games, I'm all in.
Man. I mean, still being the best team in the AFC and getting seven noon games in a season would be Christmas.
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
That got asked, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, don't eat anything.
Noon games.
I finally get to watch a game at noon on a Sunday and not have to worry about going to bed immediately afterwards. I could.
Yeah.
But I won't.
But I mean, but you're right, Nathan. Think about like every opponent. Think about John Harbaugh and Pete Carroll and Sean Payton twice a year, the stress that they go through to
Jim
say,
Harbaugh.
Okay, what did I say? John?
Him too.
Sean McDermott. All these guys who have had to go against Patrick Mahomes and constantly lose. You want to talk about stress. The stress is preparing for Patrick Mahomes, not getting Patrick Mahomes prepared to play. And if that stresses you out, man, go sell insurance.
And that guy's the passing coordinator?
Passing game coordinator. That's what they said. Yes, Chiefs passing game coordinator, Joe Blaymeyer.
I say you just bring back Kafka, Bieniemy, Peterson, Nagy. Just bring it all back. Let everybody just, you know, talk to each other the same way they want to.
Could you imagine Bieniemy in that room if Blaymeyer said that, what Bieniemy would do to him? You want to talk about stress? I had to go work for Dan Snyder for a year.
He'd be like, stress is my fist up your ass.
Yeah, I mean, like... It makes it so much more stressful having Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, Joe Blaymeyer says.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a terror. Having Mahomes is like a terror, the man said.
No, I just think that...
I understand you don't want to screw him up and there's pressure to win. I get all that.
Yeah.
But the other stuff
I just think it's worded wrong. I think the article releasing is just classic media, right? Like, oh, send this out after the blowout loss. Or we hold on to it and we release it. We never write it.
Right.
You know, it's like we did interviews on Radio Row that were like,
yeah.
You could release it if you know however you want to. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think that he meant to say the things that he said the way that he said it. But again, maybe just pass on those questions. Be like, yeah, I'm not going to do this.
What's it like coaching Patrick Mahomes? The greatest thing of my life. I am so blessed to coach Patrick Mahomes. That's what you say.
Yeah, I mean, or you just...
In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of shit, America. You're getting fired anyway, Ernie.
Just be Shaq on TNT, man. I'm tired. We're getting fired anyway. F it. I mean, what a guy Shaq is. But no, I don't know. We can wrap that article up and be done talking about it. But yeah, I'm sure he got a very, very stern meeting.
Well, I can tell you there's not a lot of happy people about that article.
Like, is that going to cost him his job?
I don't know. Because if you're saying those things, are you cut out to be doing that job?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You know?
Or maybe you give him a chance to, like, have like rebuttal and be like, what do you really mean by this?
Oh,
like,
you definitely call him in and say, what's going on?
Yeah.
Here, you know,
like, what was this about? And some weasel reporter brought me into a room. It was like, is it stressful? Is it tough? And I was telling him like, yeah, some of these words aren't the same. It's like, I don't know if you can.
Even from a PR perspective, like Andy and Patrick and Travis are also polished in what they say to the media.
Right.
From that angle, they have to be like, man, what are you doing saying this?
Yeah.
Because I do get what he's saying. Mahomes is great. We want to get the most out of him. You didn't say that, though.
Right.
And now it's all over the internet. Yeah. It's a bad look.
It's a bad look. So, what you say is, we have the greatest quarterback of our generation. We want to make sure we win as many championships as possible.
Sure.
We all work extra hours. It's unbelievably fun. And I wouldn't want to be doing it anywhere else with anybody else.
Yeah, you could say, I work harder because I have him. And he motivates me to want to, you know. But I don't. That's just not what he said.
See, and that's a great rebuttal right there. Is that you as the coach could have said, coaching Patrick Mahomes is making me better as a coach because I have to be at the top of my game all the time because he's at the top of his game all the time and he expects everybody to be at the top of their game. Fine.
Or you could just be like, have you seen Mahomes play? There's no stress involved whatsoever. I say, hey, go throw the ball to the open guy.
Yeah.
Go make something happen.
I mean, he takes all the stress off our plates. Because you self-deprecate in that situation, too. Hey, look, we're just coaches, man. We're not that great. Patrick Mahomes makes us look great. He takes the stress away from us. We know if we make a mistake, he's going to cover our mistake. How hard is this?
913-586-7965. We've said it all day. If you need a little bit of a shout-out to your significant other on a Valentine's Day, because it is Valentine's Day, we can do that for you. We can get you some brownie points, because we're going to help you, and you're going to help us. Because then you're going to tell them to listen to the radio station, and that's going to get us help, and we're going to help you by getting you laid. That's just how it came out. I'm sorry to say it that way, but this is 96.5 The Fan. Coming up, we'll wrap this show up on a Friday and get you set up for the weekend. It's Nathan, it's Bob, it's Dusty. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports. Somebody says, uh-oh, is Dusty going to get pulled into the boss's office in 15 minutes for that? Nope. 15 minutes, be hitting the road.
Yeah, man. Hitting the high V, baby.
And gone. Thanks again, Nathan, for filling in for Mac as he licks his wounds.
I can't believe he's still like...
just distraught, man.
Yeah. Again, we talked about at the beginning of the show, it's a generational thing of how people are kind of handling this loss. I feel like the old folks like myself and older are like, all right, that sucked. We got kind of back on our feet Tuesday, maybe Wednesday at the latest, and we move forward.
Then
you got Mac, who's like curled up in a bed sucking his thumb.
And I just got a report that said, he said it's just really stressful to produce for both of us. Figured you'd like that one.
Really good. Well played there. Yeah, I do like that.
I don't know, man. It's just like we're trying to give him all this stuff, all these drops, sounders. It's really stressful work with Bob and Dusty. You have no idea.
Yeah, go work with Cody and Gold and see how stressed. I kid, obviously, but I mean, back to the
play. Well, you could work with them. They're off.
Yeah, that's
true. Cody, Gold, and Mac all have the same thing today. They're not at work.
Yeah, I wonder what that is, huh? It's Chiefs flu.
Mm. I mean, Carrington's here. Binkley's here.
I mean, Binkley's hosting 10-2 by him. So I can't wait to get in the car at 10 o'clock and hear Jay Binkley spit takes.
Mm, rip him out.
What do you think he's going to lead with?
I bet he rips Philadelphia fans. That would be my guess.
You think so?
That's my guess.
Okay.
And then I bet he rips the national media after that.
There's a great chance of the national media.
What are the odds?
Mahomes took a step back at 29. I didn't take a step back till 46. Took a few steps back.
Binkley and Gruden have a baby.
Oh yeah,
it's true. It is.
Literally what he'll say. Hey, Philly fans, act like you've been here before. All right, act like you've done it before because you did with Nick Foles. And you got Andy Reid. You know Andy Reid win with the damn Chiefs. Take a step back. He's 29. You don't take a step back at 29. Take five steps forward. Yeah. Coming up next, talk to Drew about college football. The only thing that makes sense. You know Mahomes with Texas Tech? I had him propped to go to the Chiefs or John Watson. Mock draft 1.0 is coming, yeah.
That's he slips one. Into left tackle college prospects in the first segment. Book it.
Okay.
Book it.
Do you know that's what he's doing?
No, I have no idea.
Because I know he kind of poked his head in there. I didn't know if he told you what he was going to do.
Nah, he's just saying what's up. So I have no inside information.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's see what. They have three segments in their first hour?
No, they just do the two segments an hour.
Still?
I think
okay,
so.
I thought they broke it 15. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, man. I mean, well, he might lead with this. You know, today's not a holiday.
Oh, that's right. Valentine's Day. He had that take.
Good point.
Yeah. Wait, was it Valentine's Day or Halloween?
He hates Halloween because he thought Chris McCaffrey got hurt because he dressed up as the Tin Man
with
Dorothy.
That's right. Yeah, with Dorothy. Yeah, he hated it. That was a bad take that
nobody
agreed
with. I mean, he was dropping a deuce ripping his take in there like with us. He's like, it sucks. It smells worse than this thing I'm doing right now, Bob.
Yeah, and we're like, that's not a good take. Do not go to the air with that. And he did. So, yeah, he'll have a Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Day. Like, hey,
it's a holiday for the credit card company.
He'll make fun of Drew because he's married.
Right.
Hey, did you get your little heart shoot the name on a jersey. You're my first pick in the Valentine's Day draft.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to.
Bigley will draft candy today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Drew, did you get your little, your heart shaped pizza from Papa Murphy's? I heard Dustman talking about it. It's actually not a bad idea. It's only $5. I'll put a pizza cutter with a crooked edge down the middle called Broken Heart Pizza.
Yeah. Well, she did steal the pizza cutter, so he's not going to be able to do that.
That's tough.
Yeah. Take anything you want, not my pizza cutter.
I mean, think about it. That's where you're at in life. Just please don't take the pizza cutter. You can take the dresser.
Take the damn house. Just leave the pizza cutter.
You take my grandmother's ring. Don't you dare take the pizza cutter.
And what did she do? She took the pizza cutter.
Better believe it.
Damn right she did.
Never let him see you sweat. Never show your weakness. Here we go. We're off Monday. Kind of nice. Little 3-day / 3.5-day weekend.
Yeah, it's good.
Any big plans, or is there still youth sports going on for you?
Well, I mean, we're looking outside, so I think we've already got that canceled for
the weekend. I didn't know they were in basketball season.
No. They're nothing over the weekend. Kids been off of school. They need to get back. They're ready.
Do they have school today?
No, they were off. Yeah. I mean, these were scheduled days off, and then the snow hit, so the whole week was basically washed out because of that. No, these were planned days off, Thursday and Friday. Wednesday, obviously, was not. But I think this is a good weekend to kind of just decompress a little bit. Like, there's no NBA, there's no NHL, but tomorrow night, like, if you're looking for something fun to watch on TV from a sports standpoint, USA Canada, the Four Nations, shootout that's going on in hockey, watched us kick Finland's ass last night 6-1. Canada hates us, and I was talking to Binkley about it last night, and you want to talk, this is maybe where Binkley rips a take later today. He is so mad that the Canadians were booing us last night during the national anthem that when this Four Nations thing flips to Boston, he thinks Boston's going to get revenge on Canada and boo the Canadian national anthem when these games get started on stateside. Like, he is not happy that this went down last night with the booing of the national anthem.
I mean, there's three things you don't disrespect Binkley with: the United States of America, the NFL, and mock drafts.
That's right.
You get into those backyards, you're going to get bit by the dog.
Mm-hmm. So that's really it from a sports standpoint this weekend, is that NHL, because the NBA is on All-Star break.
You have a bunch of college basketball games that are great this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't enjoy it, but that's also sports. Yeah. Like, Auburn-Alabama plays Saturday. That game will be electric.
I'll ask you about them in 3 weeks during the conference tournament.
How's this team doing?
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I just don't care anymore.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a sport fall off as much as college basketball has. I think baseball.
After 2001, baseball was, it nosedived.
I know.
Nosedived.
But it's coming back, I feel like, right?
Yeah,
like, do you guys feel like that it's coming back, right?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that kid that got swallowed by the whale and then spit back
up.
Did
you see that video over the weekend? You want to talk about,
wild. And that was his dad recording. That was his son and his father, and his father's recording.
Oh my God.
If you haven't seen the video, a whale.
I mean, it's like real
swallows
life.
Swallows a kid on a kayak.
Moby Dick.
Yeah. Or Noah, and swallows a kid in a whale, and then spits him out. And the dad's recording. So I can imagine, your life. Hey, son, great. There's a giant whale. Oh, my God. And he's back.
It was insanity. I mean, this whale comes up and eats this guy, and it's like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, he just fires him out and spits him out. It was crazy. It's real.
Dusty, help me get laid with my girl, Katie Ann. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you, Katie, from Logan.
There you go, Logan.
There you go. Somebody says, your Binkley impression cracks me up. I feel like it's a mix between Gruden and Bink. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man.
He's Bink and Gruden's love child right there.
Pretty much. Yeah, I know Mac. Yeah, no, he's going to be pissed.
Who, Binkley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody on Valentine's Day is happy, but really what's really the news is that the Chiefs signed Bailey Zappe.
That's right. who do you think in sports is Bink's Valentine?
Oh, Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes, you think so? All
right. He's going right there. Remember how they used to do it back in the day? I don't know if they still do Valentine's Day the same. You wrote on the card. You went to the. You built a shoebox.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine.
Yeah.
You put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm. Got another Valentine's from this Jay person, says yeah. Patrick to Brittany. I don't know who he is, but, you know.
Yeah.
Spitting hot takes over there.
Jay would be like the principal in
No, please do not say Tommy Boy. Not Tommy Boy.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Billy, will you be my Valentine? P.S. I'm horny. Patrick. He was supposed to pinch me when he was out of air. I didn't mean it. Yeah, so that's we're at. Okay, let's see if we can get this parlay because we're all listening at 10. I hope he's not listening to us now because it affects the bet.
No, he's out there having a conversation with somebody.
So. Show open from 10 to 2 with Binkley. Crushes Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day sucks. Okay. Yep.
Crushes Philly fans.
Right.
Act like you've been there before. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Philly. And then mock draft. Do we get that all in the 10 o'clock hour? And if so, are you tailing that parlay?
Yeah, I think we get all
so
that.
So we have...
We get draft, Philly, and Valentine's Day in the first 25 minutes.
Oh, I 100%. Agree, yeah.
And then do we throw in an extended leg on there and say left tackle talk?
In the first hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So you think you could parlay that into the mock draft and left tackle? Because he's going to say a name that you've never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could go back and read a history book and just find a name, and it would make more sense than, let me tell you about this guy named Jack Denver. He played at Iowa State. Nobody knows who he is. Great. Play for Brock Purdy. He's a freshman. Happy Valentine's Day to all you lovebirds. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Jen and your kids.
Happy birthday happy to you Valentine's and your lady. Day to all y'all.
Happy Valentine's Day to Kansas City. Again, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or even their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Coming up next, it's Bailey Zappe and Drew from 10 to 2.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.